I wanted to start with a little bit about your background. You were born in Wichita and raised in Topeka, but for many years you've lived in California. But it seems like you still keep ties to this area, and I'm not sure if it's whether through commissions or if your roots are still here.
Well, this is the old saying that you can take the boy out of Kansas, but you can never take Kansas out of the boy.
I had read that you started as an English major, but then you switched.
Yeah, my father was a writer. And I wanted to be a writer. I was editor of my school paper, and then I got a job as assistant sports editor of the Topeka Daily Capital. So I just thought I'd be a writer. Went to Stanford, and I was an English major and was creative writing. Wallace Stegner was there. I had a couple of courses with him. And he was a great music fan and tennis fan because I played on the tennis team there. And he was the only faculty member that ever came out to watch our matches. But I realized that I wasn't really cut out to be a writer. I mean, I could write essays. I could write verse and, you know, but I didn't know anything about literature, really. Finally, when I was a sophomore at Stanford, I just decided to take a harmony course. I'd never seen a harmony book. And I'd learned how to write down my songs by just, you know, looking at other songs and looking at some of my mother's music. So that was what they call the defining moment, right? When I took harmony, and I was just so much fun and so easy for me. It just was, you know, I couldn't wait for the next assignment. And it just so happened that the first teacher I had was the choral director. And he made everybody in his classes sing in the chorus. And that just opened up a whole new world to me. Because I never sung in a chorus. I never sung in, never played in an orchestra. And to hear all these wonderful melodies around me, they're all making the harmony at the same time, just for the first time really experiencing music from the inside instead of as a listener.
When you started composing music, you were focusing on choral music, and your mother was a Presbyterian and your father was an atheist. And I'm just curious how that background...
You know more about me than I do.
I'm just curious how that background informed that music. Some of that music is maybe religious in tone or theme.
Well, that's a good question, because I'm not religious myself, and yet one could with good reason, ask me why I wrote a lot of music with biblical texts. It's because a lot of the Bible is wonderful poetry, and it's wonderful poetry on universal themes.
Could you talk about when you first became interested in opera? Because I'd read that you didn't hear much opera growing up, but that when you were in Vienna, that you were introduced to Mozart's operas.
Yeah, well, there was no opera in Topeka, and there was no opera in Kansas City then. I mean, the Kansas City Opera was 50 years old in 2008. I predate that quite a bit. The only opera I had heard was my parents listened to the Metropolitan on Saturday. Every Saturday they listened to that. But you can imagine that a kid, sports-minded kid, is not going to sit down on Saturday and listen to people singing in a language he hasn't any idea about. When I went to Vienna to live, and I really learned German well enough to understand, particularly the Mozart operas, given in smaller halls. And in those days, 1956, there weren't tourists there. It was just the year after the Russians had left. And so the only people going to these operas were native Viennese. And they were laughing at all the jokes and just having the best time. That's when I finally realized what opera was and could be.
Fair Robin, I love an hourly I die, but not for a lip nor a languishing eye.
you're invited to speak and visit universities. Is there something that people often ask you about?
Oh, I think the best advice is what Oscar Wilde gave, and that is to always be yourself, because everybody else is already taken. And that would be my advice, too. Composition is really saying what is your personality, your character, your taste, your experiences. And those are only yours. Everybody does it their own way, and that's the way it should be. Thank you.